Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, Limits, the first half is in the book for the Pirates. They're on pace to lose 98 games. They are a colossal, colossal disappointment in a year that they said very specifically it's time to win. Pretty much all they've done is lose. They've stabilized somewhat under Don Kelly. They were 12-26 under Shelton. They're three games under with Don Kelly, but let's make no mistake about this. It has been an unmitigated disaster with what's gone on and off the field. Just something that you hope never to see again in your lifetime, honestly. Skeens is obviously the MVP. So I ask you, other than Skeens, who is the Pirates' first half MVP after 81 games?
Oh, boy. Wrong. That's a great question, Joe. And that's why you asked them. I'm going to say that the Pirates MVP through this point has been, you might be surprised, Donnie Kelly, the manager that has stepped in, stabilized things a little bit, as is now starting to show something that the old manager never did with O'Neill Cruz, give him a day off and publicly say, yeah, he was benched for hustle and benched for lack of effort. Donnie Kelly, with not a lot of candidates, is my other MVP.
Very tricky choice there. I'm going to take McCutchen. You know, he's at about a 744 OPS, 406 slug. His 338 on base is pretty good. On pace for 16 homers. He's been pretty good. You know, would you want more from a DH? Would you want a guy to hit 35 home runs? Of course. But I'll say other than Skeens, I'll go with McCutchen. Are we forgetting any other pitchers here, Limits?
I think Bednar could maybe find his way into this conversation with the way he's pitched outside of those first couple of games in Miami.
How about little Bailey Falter at 6-3 with a 3.59 ERA?
Yes, he's had a really good season. I thought about him too before giving my answer.
Thank you for pointing out that I pointed him out. Yes. Who's your LVP, your least valuable player through 81 games?
Oh, boy. My LV.
A lot of candidates.
You could go back to the Jack Sawinski well, even though he hasn't been here. You can go back to the Henry Davis well. But I have to stick with Key Brian Hayes. He is my LVP. There has been a lot that has been expected of him, especially with the long-term deal. He's been very good defensively. Broadcast was talking last night how he's projected to win another Gold Glove, but he just can't hit anything. Colin Holderman, also a good candidate here.
I think, in my humble opinion, there's only one candidate, and that's the $100 million man himself, and that's Brian Reynolds, sitting here halfway through the season with a minus 0.5 war. He's literally, at least based on that stat, whatever you might think of that stat, the worst player on the team. The worst player on the team is the highest paid player on the team. He's only on pace for 16 home runs. He's hitting 233 with a sickly little 304 on base percentage and a 677 OPS. He's just absolutely killed them. You know, let's just be honest. He has absolutely killed them. He leads the team in at-bats, but not a lot has happened. He, to me, is their LVP. That rhymes.
It's so crazy to me that their leader in RBIs is O'Neill Cruz this year with just 31 in 71 games.
Yeah.
And 102 strikeouts.
It's incrinculant, all right.
No, it's not.
What's the best moment, the single best moment of the season for you, Limits?
Hold on one second. Do you know who's fourth on the team in home runs right now?
Fourth on the team in home
fourth
runs?
Fourth on the team in home
Adam
runs.
Adam Frazier?
Henry Davis with four is fourth on the team in home runs. Cruz 13. McCutchen and Reynolds both have 8.
Yeah.
Henry Davis is fourth on the team in homers. That's indicative of what this season has been. He's only played 35 games.
Best moment of the season is what? best single moment of this season? I actually have had to think about this for a long, long time. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, I have to think about it too. I'm going to say...
And you're not going to believe who's involved in my best moment. Did McCutchen reach any milestones this year yet?
Yes, when he surpassed Roberto Clemente.
That was a good moment.
That is my moment. Yeah. He surpassed Clemente at PNC Park on the all-time home run list, 241 as a Pirate.
How about Tommy Pham's single to beat the Yankees in 11 innings? Do you remember that one, Limits?
No, in fact, I don't. It was so long ago.
Well, then forget that one. There was also a 13-inning win against the Cardinals where Joseph Bart had the game-winning hit in the 13th. Do you remember that one?
I do remember that one.
Looking at the photo right now, there's literally one person in the stands behind home plate. What else? I don't remember one. A great catch? What would have been the great catches? Great plays? Big hits?
They've had a couple of walk-offs. Gonzalez has had some big hits. Gonzalez going 5 for 5 was cool.
That wasn't a moment. It was a game. Although him getting his fifth hit was a moment, wasn't it?
How about the relay from Tommy Pham to IKF to Henry Davis at the plate to nab the runner?
No, I forgot all about it. Yeah, I completely forgot about it. How about, what did Skeens do with Ohtani the first time they played? That, to me, was the best game of the season, other than Milwaukee the other night, was Pirates 3-0. You remember that one, Limits?
I do, yeah. They played a really, really good all-together game. What about Paul Skeens against the Mets when he ultimately lost his complete game that he started going 8 innings on the road and the Buccos lost? Is that an all-time sad moment of the season?
It was sad, but I don't have any memory of it, so how can it be sad? Why am I forgetting everything that happened?
Well, it's been a memorable season for a lot of the long reasons.
You know what was a great moment?
Like the Bucco Bricks.
Who struck out Yelich the other night? Why am I forgetting his name?
Carmen Majinski.
No. The other guy who's up here.
Braxton Ashcraft.
No.
Isaac Madsen.
Yes, Madsen. Yeah. That was a great moment. You're right, from Pitt. That was a great moment this season. I don't know. There just haven't been a lot of them, have there?
No, there is not. That's just when you're a team that's what? As many games under 500 as they are, you're not going to get that many moments.
I can't think of any others. Can you?
No, not really.
Did the Exxon Valdez have a good moment?
Early in the season, he had a couple of big hits.
What about the Gorski and Mongoose? Did he have a good one?
He had a home run in, his first at-bat?
That was a good moment.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Poor little Leover Pagueira.
Yeah, he just can't get on the field.
He never gets to play.
No.
Brett Sullivan getting to play was a nice little treat for everyone, wasn't it?
And then they DFA'd him 1 week later.
That wasn't such a nice moment.
No more Sully.
I don't know, man. Now I'm going to ask you what the worst moment was. Do you have 8 hours?
Sheesh.
I mean, what's the worst moment?
The Bucco Bricks.
I was just going to say
that. Has to be the worst moment.
The moment that KDK story broke and you saw the crumbled Bucco Bricks.
Recycling plant.
At Reserve Township. Yeah. There was something very metaphorical and profoundly sad about that.
They were throwing away the memories of so many fans that had their brick outside the stadium.
Those were the hearts of Pirates fans in tatters in a recycling bin.
A huge broken heart, Joe.
I mean, obviously the worst moment of the season was the guy falling over the Clemente wall.
Yes, that could have been
absolutely horrifying.
Deadly scene. So... The worst. Very, very fortunate that nothing, it was horrible what happened, but nothing even tragic ended up being the result.
What's the worst in-game moment of the season? Nick Gonzalez hitting a homer and breaking his leg as he runs the bases?
No, he didn't break. He what did he do?
Discovered. He re-broke it.
Yeah,
something happened.
He re-injured like his ankle or something as he was hopping around the bases.
You're right. The whole thing's been a disaster.
How about O'Neill Cruz bobbling a ball in center and then throwing the ball all the way to the backstop over everyone's head?
Yes, that would be
one. That was interesting. How about when O'Neill Cruz didn't play and Shelty said that he wanted to get him off his feet, Joe? What did you like that moment?
I love that moment. How about when it was revealed on the first day of spring training that they had a one-armed first baseman, that Spencer Horwitz,
the one-wrist first baseman.
Yeah, he didn't have, one of his arms wasn't functioning at the time.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
Very sad, yeah.
Probably Jared Jones not playing is a very
unfortunate. That was a bad moment when he got hurt.
Not You're being right able to that. Pitch at all this year, and he's going to miss a lot of next year.
How about the biggest surprise for you, Malzi? I mean, limits from the first 81 games. The biggest surprise could be anything. Could be something attendance related. Could be anything related to the Pirates. Could be the performance of a player. What's been the biggest surprise to you?
Honestly, that they moved off of the manager. Like, I thought that they were going to end up keeping the manager for the long haul if they didn't make the move at the beginning of the season, or rather at the end of last year.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, the circumstances be what they may, they really didn't have any other choice, or at least they shouldn't have had any other choice but to do what they ultimately did. But it still was a little bit surprising to me that they made that decision.
I think the biggest surprise to me is that Tommy Pham is still here. I mean, it is just incredible. And I know the last couple of games he's actually hit, but it's a little late now. This is like Rowdy all over again.
That's why I'm not that surprised. I mean, because it is a carbon copy of what we've seen from Rowdy, even though Pham has been worse than Rowdy.
This is an unmitigated disaster, to use that phrase again. What has been the biggest disappointment for you of the whole season, other than the Bucko bricks?
That they are 4-6 in Paul Skene starts, or at least Paul Skene's is 4-6. This is a overall record with a 1.80 ERA.
That's a good one.
I mean, that's just unfathomable to me.
Keller has a 4.02 ERA and is 1-10. Talk about unfathomable. Those two guys combined have an ERA of like 5.8.
And 16 losses.
And they're 5-16. It was rather disappointing that a stadium employee beat a fan with a belt, if you want to include that in this category.
Did you see that our friend Rowdy was DFA'd earlier this month by Seattle, the Mariners?
Yeah.
He has 11 home runs this year, but he's hitting .208.
What's going to be the biggest development of the second half?
What the Pirates do at the trade deadline and what becomes of Bubba Chandler, because he's struggling right now in his last few starts in AAA. When does he get called up, and how effective is he when he gets here, especially with the walks? And do the Pirates actually make a big move at the deadline to acquire a bat?
Yeah, I'm thinking that way too. And unfortunately, I'm with you thinking things that happen in the minor leagues might be the biggest developments here. I'm watching to see how fast Connor Griffin, like if Connor Griffin gets to Altoona before the end of the year, then you figure he starts next year at Indy if he flourishes in Altoona, and then he's a phone call away. Termar Johnson, does he make it to Indy this year? And then I guess, and we can hear the Greg Brown clip one more time, I want to see if this comes to fruition with a big move. You're right. You're right. What happens at the deadline, and I saw where Joe Smeltzer, did you see him get after you there?
He did, yes. He went a little bit back and forth with me. So why would they acquire a bat right now when they are 18 or whatever games they are under 500?
Because it's not a rental bat. It's parlaying your pitching into a controllable bat for a few more years, and this might be a great time to get one, Joe.
And Joe also pointed out, and he said, and who would you give up to get them?
Bubba Chandler.
Well, Joe.
Mitch Keller.
Mitch Keller I would give up. David Bednar I would give up.
A lot of things I would give up to get a bat.
I get the sense Ben Cherington is looking to do something big. Talking to him on Sunday on that radio show, he discounted the idea. I mentioned, you know, maybe it just needs a tweak. And he didn't really want to use that word. And he also talked about not trying to trade for a rental. So I think something's brewing. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I think he's going to pull a trigger on something.
Yeah, on a move that would make them like a buyer, you mean?
Well, in essence, yeah. I mean, but not just buying for the rest of this year. I mean, okay. I think if we say a buyer, oh, they're going to try and win this year. And I'm not saying that he's giving
You're
up on this
he's
year.
He's trying to make a long-term move.
Yeah, but impactful. You know, not one of those guys that you get from AA or AAA guy that's going to be up in a couple years.
Yeah, a long-term impactful move. I mean, don't get that confused with, oh, my God, how ridiculous that anybody would say the Pirates are a buyer at the deadline. It's not about this season. They're a buyer to get a controllable bat, hopefully, for the next 2-3 years, maybe longer. You know what, Limits? Honestly, my biggest disappointment this season, is for brief moments, and maybe a little longer than that with Cruz, it looked like the two guys that I think, you know, a year and a half ago, we were all projecting would lead this offense and maybe be stars. Cruz and Henry Davis have backslid in a big, big, big way. A big way. O'Neal Cruz looked like he was a chance for 40-40 this year, and he's just been god-awful for a good month now. And today he's batting fifth instead of first, and it's just been really disappointing. Leads baseball in strikeouts. And then Henry Davis had a brief little renaissance there, and now he's still sitting at 183 with four homers. It just it looks terrible at the plate. And, you know, if you're betting, is this guy gonna make it or not as some sort of everyday impact player, I don't know who in their right mind thinks that evidence based on this season would indicate yes to that. It has to be leaning toward no, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, just given the sample size, given what we're seeing with our own two eyes. And I mean, sometimes I think that we get too consumed by numbers and analytics and stuff like that. And just watch the game. What are your eyes telling you just watching the game? And right now, Henry Davis still looks like he's taking huge swings, swinging for the fences every time. And O'Neal Cruz looks so in between where he doesn't know which pitch is coming and what pitch he should react to.
Thank you, Limits. That's all I have.
Okay.
We have to go. I know I wanted to get to a couple more things. I enjoyed the show thoroughly today.
We should get to college football tomorrow.
We will. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. On Route 19 in Peters Township. Sunny today with a high of Kevin Green. Sounds like good weather for Bob to golf. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Social Media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Well, that's got to be Deontay Johnson for admitting he refused to report into an NFL game because it was too cold. Thank you, Limits.
Thank you, Joe.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.